Welcome to Behind the Scenes, the segment where I get to interview some very talented people. This week, I have the privilege of talking to the Bleached Band. Bleach are a four-piece band from the Sutherland Shire. Their vibe is a combination of The Strokes, The Cure, and Spacey Jane. Think old-school rock and roll with 2000s indie sleaze and new-age surf rock. Today, we're going to be talking about the journey of being an up-and-coming band as they gain their place in the Sydney music scene. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and coming in. Well, I just want to first ask you, like, how did the band come together? Like, how did you guys form?
So it's kind of funny. So Sean, Sarah and I, we all used to go to school together, and we actually formed another band before called Radio Fridge. But I was playing guitar and we had our friend Talia playing the drums, but I'm so bunt at the guitar and Talia didn't want to do gigs. So then we kind of didn't play for a bit, and then I met Marcus at uni and I saw he was working on some music on his laptop, and then I think he asked me if I wanted to listen. I don't know if he saw me like not minding my own business and like looking over his laptop or something. And then he was like, I play guitar, and I was like, wait, do you want to join our band? I'll get on drums. And then that's kind of how Bleach formed. We had a gym and then we've just been like best friends since then.
You were like, wait, this could be, this could be good. This could be really, really good. That's so cool. I love that. Because obviously you guys are like up and coming. You've played a few gigs so far. What's been the biggest challenge of being an emerging band?
I think maybe just getting the gigs and like finding our sound that we want to pursue. Because we've tried a lot to get our social media up, which is really good, but once we've got that a bit more established, I think it'll be a bit easier to find where we want to go with everything.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because we're kind of experimenting. We're like surf rock, but then we're like grunge, and then we're punk, and then like
a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
but that's the best.
But I will say there is kind of like a Venn diagram where there's like a slight overlap. And you notice there's like a through line with the kind of themes within our songs. That kind of carries despite the drastic change in sounds.
Well, it's really important to like find your sound, especially being an up and coming band. I feel like you go through changes and it must be fun sort of like finding new things and that process. I mean, how does that happen? Sort of like writing a song, and how do you know when a song sort of finished, when you're like, yeah, this is this is really good?
Well, Marcus doesn't sleep. He just writes songs and like will send us a million recordings of different guitar tracks, and then eventually one will click and I'll write the drums to it, and then Sean will do the bass, and then Sarah will take care of lyrics, and then we'll like have a jam.
It's a team.
Yeah. And then I don't know, it's kind of like when we first have that first run through, it might not be perfect, but then we're like, oh, this has potential, and we kind of stick with it.
Where do you sort of hope that the band will be in a year's time, let's say? What are your goals?
Glastonbury
headlining.
World domination.
I'd say Vic on the Park, probably.
Vic on the Park.
Yeah, that would be sick.
So
that's
sick.
That's a goal.
Great venue.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I like basketball. Stop there. Well, I also want to ask you, what's sort of your advice to other bands that are just starting out, who want to do something like you guys, who have stalked someone else's laptop at uni?
Reach out to as many people as possible and make connections with as many bands as possible, because that's how we've gotten most of our gigs, is actually through like meeting other bands and getting to know them and becoming friends with them, and that we've just started making connections that way. And reaching out to venues as well, because a lot of them are quite receptive to just having gigs.
So as well as that, like with those networking opportunities, don't be afraid to ask for advice. So if you need help in like how to direct where you want to go musically, asking advice to like those you look up to that you have networked with is like really good tool on your disposal.
And also make sure you're friends of each other. Like, I feel like a lot of people will join a band with just a random, even though Marcus was kind of a random at first, but he just like works so well with us. And literally after first practice, him and Sean, I think, went for a drive and they hit it off so well. And like, yeah, just be friends with each other, because I feel like in a band, you're spending so much time with one another, there's going to be so many disputes and stuff. But
for sure,
we just like all
how do you sort
off.
Of deal with that? Do you have like band disputes? Because like you need that sort of chemistry, I feel. Does that happen?
It's thrown around.
It's horrifying.
Bro, God forbid I like play the drums or warm up while they're tuning their guitars. I literally get screamed at. I think we're all like pretty good with taking criticism and stuff. Mm. And like, you know, if someone says something, it's like, oh yeah, you know, they just want the best for the band, and we all want the same thing. We all want to do really well. So it's like, I don't know. We all kind of just work it out and find something that everyone likes.
To people listening who don't know who you are, want to sort of get a taste of what your band is, how would you describe your band to people who don't know who you are?
Loud. loud, fun, kind of youthful nostalgia. Kind of similar to maybe The Strokes, Sonic Youth, Oasis.
Oasis.
Love Oasis.
Yeah, oh my God. Did you see them?
I did, yeah. With my stickers on the phone.
They were so good.
I went both nights.
Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous. Yeah.
Well, if you like Oasis, you got to listen to Bleach.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. So you guys are like a two-girl, two-guy band. That's a great dynamic. How do you find like working with that? Like, how do you feel with that?
I think it's really, really cool because Sarah and I are besties, and then Sean and Marcus are besties.
Yeah, that's cute.
We're also really good friends of each other as well. Mm. And like, the guys are great. They're so supportive because being a girl drummer, like, I rarely ever meet other girl drummers, whereas Marcus can meet heaps of other guys that plays guitar. Sean knows heaps of guy bassists, and even there's quite a few girl singers as well. So Sarah talks to them. But like, sometimes I struggle a bit with, you know, finding things in common with other drummers because it's like so much harder being a chick. But the band are like so great with supporting me in that, and the guys are so cool, and they love whenever we see like another girl drummer, they're always like, oh, it's so cool that also have a girl drummer. So they're so supportive of it. They're so good, and Sarah's great as well.
And it's great that you guys are also like passionate about music. I mean, doing this segment, I just love seeing like people be passionate about the creative arts and really push for it. So I think that that's really, really cool that you guys are doing it. So with that, is there anything that you'd like to plug? Anything, any gigs coming out soon? Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're playing January 4th at the La La La's with Dirty Merchants. They're a really sick band from Wollongong. And then we also have a gig March 6th at the Lord Gladstone. So that'll be really, really fun too. And yeah, just our social media, The Bleached Band. And we also have a few demos coming out soon, so stay tuned for that.
Really exciting.
We'll be all over social media.
Yeah, you won't miss it.
It'll be a lot of chaotic fun.
Yes, love it. Well, if you want to find them, at The Bleach Band.
Hell yeah.
Find us.
We'll find you. It's
give them a follow. Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Yay, thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you so much again to Anna, Marcus, Sean, and Sarah for coming in today. Once again, if you're interested in listening to The Bleach Band, you can find them on Instagram at The Bleach Band and at their next gig on January 4th at the La La La.